looking good.
Feels like it's been a long time since I had a long fucking week. Did you see this fucking story today that Kim Jong-un from North Korea fucking killed, I think it was the Minister of Defense. He's like this adorable looking 60-year-old Asian man.
Why is he adorable?
He looks like a little Japanese guy that would own like a, he'd be like a friendly guy that set you at a sushi place. Every picture they have, he's like smiling. He's like this little shit. Do you know how they killed this guy? They put him on like a fucking field and shot him with an anti-aircraft gun. They fucking vaporized this guy. A fucking anti-aircraft gun. It's supposed to shoot down airplanes. They shot a human body with it. He fucking eviscerated this guy. I was like, oh, you know why? Because he fell asleep at one of the state meetings. He fucking fell asleep at one of the meetings. He fucking blew this guy away. They had
video of it, obviously?
No, but it was all over the place. Like, came out today. All these sources confirmed it, but. Fucking, they said he's killed so many, they keep calling it the purges, and they said he's killed so many people from his fucking cabinet and shit that, like, he's, like, running out, and, like, they're gonna be, like, in a crisis pretty soon because they're not gonna have any fucking, any members of his goddamn government left. Fucking maniac. Oh my god, the fucking poor bastard. But they said, like, he failed to honor his
duties.
They gotta
get rid of that, like.
Well, it's their country. There's nothing they can really do. That's how he wants to run it. That's their fucking shit show over there, but.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
it'd be great. I'd love to fucking.
Don't you think that, like, the U.S. should step in?
No,
I mean,
no. Why? It ain't our fucking business. It's not if he's going.
Yeah, no, but it's fucked.
If he's
going
into other countries and doing it, yeah. But if he's doing his own country, that's fucking. Then get up and revolt, pussies.
No, I'm saying. I mean, don't you think it's kind of fucked?
Yeah, that's. I just brought up the story because it's fucked. But us intervening in them, how they run their own government, you can't do that. It's like, that's their fucking tough shit.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. I mean, it blows. I wish the people would fucking take care of that shit, but. Yeah, that was a fucked up story. I couldn't believe it. All I could think of was like just his smoking shoes left standing there. Like the fucking Wile E. Coyote.
That's fucked up, man.
I know. I'm telling you, you got to see the pictures of this guy. He's like the sweetest looking. It could be like Cheese's dad. Well, no, he was kind of rough
Jesus
looking, wasn't he?
Jesus, scumbag.
Yeah, he was rough. He looked like the Asian guy from Lady Killers, the Coen Brothers movie. Must kill old lady with the cigarette. He just looked like he's fucking.
You know, I just listened to that last episode. Yeah. When we talked, it wasn't the last episode, but the episode. Who knows how many times before. And you defended that movie. I hate that movie.
I like it. No, I did. Yeah, I love it. I can't really. It's really stupid. I mean, if people didn't like it, I wouldn't be like, you're crazy. But I liked it. The first time I saw it, I didn't know what the fuck to make of it. And then on DVD, I liked it a lot more. But I like Tom Hanks so goddamn much in it. But yeah, that's cheap. No, this guy looked like a fucking old sweetheart. Fucking poor bastard. So, big outs to him. Can I start things off very? I had a week of extreme highs and lows.
No reason to ask, bud. Just go.
I'm gonna hold for production because we're gonna have this week in anxiety.
This week in anxiety.
So after the. This is like a direct sequel. This goes exactly back to the last episode. I drank a good old glass.
You should relax until then.
A good old glass of Southern Comfort, and then we had some of those Scott Murphy Irish whiskeys that came back. And I had a tall one of SoCo, and then I had one of those, and man, I was fucked up.
Man,
I was fucking drunk, and I really cut back on drinking. I've really barely the last fucking 2 weeks. I've only drank a fucking couple times and. But I was drunk that night. I was like, holy shit. I had a fucking wicked hangover, dude, the next day. I felt like wicked hangover, kid. You know, right to my heart. I felt like shit. I was like, oh, my God. So, like, I'm dragging ass all day Thursday. And you know. I had a hangover. So, you know, I felt like shit. And then I went and drank coffee, which is the worst thing I can do because it really triggers my anxiety. So, I went to Starbucks at like 4 o'clock to get my mom a gift card for Mother's Day. What'd you get from Mother's Day? Anything?
I got her a necklace. It was a rose gold necklace.
Ooh.
Because she just, when they were in El Paso to see my Uncle Eddie.
Paso!
They, she got some rose gold earrings. And so the necklace was all rose gold, and it said mom, and had a baby boy on it, like with the mom holding
oh,
it.
Oh, it's your
yeah. It put me in.
Judy, I love that necklace.
It put me in the negative. In the old bank account.
Oh, man. You and your expensive gifts for your parents. I'll never get over it.
Yeah, it wasn't a cheap one.
Ah, oh, you're such a ding-dong. He's like, dude, dickhead. I spent like $600 on my parents' Christmas. I'm like, why would you do that?
Because I'm an only child.
Karen!
Did you already finish off that Southern Comfort?
Yeah, it was like, fucking, it was one glass of it.
Oh, all right.
What, would you want more?
I just want to have a sip.
You had a sip.
You had one. I wanted to have a
sip. Well, yeah,
sip.
It was for me. It was the fucking thing.
I know. I should have got a fucking bigger one. God damn it.
Go get one. Let's see how far the wireless goes.
All right.
I was half kidding, but let's see if you want.
No, I don't have any cash, doggy.
All right. Me neither. Till tomorrow. You either, right? You get paid? Dude, I just got paid.
Yeah, we get paid tomorrow.
I got 97 cents till the next paycheck.
It's going to be worse than that.
Speaking of necklaces, you know, I banged the fucking slob the other night. Finally, after what, 3 weeks? Was it 4 weeks?
No.
Three?
No.
No, it was at least three. I hadn't fucked. Yes, because I hadn't banged her before a week before the Corolla fucking shoot.
All right.
It was at least 3 weeks.
It seems. Okay.
When was the Corolla shoot? That was 3 weeks ago. It was maybe a week before that.
All right. You're probably 100% right. But
I am.
It seems like every weekend on a Sunday, I'm seeing you leave to get breakfast, and you come back, you and the slob, she doesn't even eat her breakfast, which pisses me off.
She eats most of it. And she's fat enough.
And then, yeah, I know, but you never asked me. You never asked me if I want to fuck.
Dude, it was $30 for two breakfasts.
I would have given you money. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're gonna go somewhere,
oh, what the fuck? I don't even know what you're doing. I don't even know if you're staying here.
Ugh.
Okay, next time I'll fucking ask, dickface.
Every time I make food, I'm like, hey, Luke, you want some? Man,
I know, but you're a fag. Sorry.
Ugh, you're the worst.
Whatever. But
anyway, well, okay. Can I tell you something really weird?
Yeah.
I ate, like, all of her pancakes.
Yeah, she wasn't going to finish them. Good. I fucking paid for them. Someone eat them.
So I ate her pancakes and her sausage.
Good. I ate her ass, so.
How was it?
No, I'm just kidding. I ate her pussy. It was good.
You didn't eat her ass at all?
No, I can't. It's too fucking big. It's too big. I can't get my face in there. It's too deep. She's got deep butthole. What is it? Deep butthole. I forgot what we call it. But
DBH.
I hadn't banged her in a while. It was nice. She finally, like, fucking... After I just beat her emotionally and shit for fucking weeks on end. I mean, I blocked her. I had her blocked for like 5-6 fucking days on the thing. But she had this big, like, crazy-ass necklace thing on. I don't know if you get this, but I have a fucking... I have a weird fetish for chicks keeping jewelry on. I fucking love that. I love when a chick fucks me with, like, hoops. And, like, if they haven't got all kinds of jewelry on, I love that. I don't know why it turns me on, but she had this big, crazy, like, Indian-looking fucking thing, and I was like, keep that fucking necklace on. I fucking shit out of her. It was awesome.
Well, she was butt naked. She just had jewelry on.
Yeah. I've always liked it, especially when chicks on top of me.
Is it as weird as, like, I want to fuck a chick with, like, tall socks on?
No, yeah, that's really weird. No guys have a fetish for that at all.
Why is there a fetish for that?
I don't know. Probably because it shows off the most, like, sexy part of her legs more. Like, it accentuates the thighs and shit up there.
Mm.
I think it shows that. It's that, you know? I think that has something to do with it, if I had to speculate. But I don't know, but it's fucking hot. That guy's not that.
I ever tell you, like, the first time I banged Veronica, like, I...
She just, played your dick like a harmonica.
What
the fuck? You just turned into a fucking old Jew?
Well, that's old Jew dice kind of thing. I'm, like, fucking her, and she's like, take your socks off. Like, she was, like, disgusted.
Ew, why would you keep your socks in? It's so nerdy.
I've never done that once ever before in, like,
the... What, never taken them off or forgot to take them off?
No, like, forgot to take them off. Oh. Like, I just was sort of, like, I was in the moment, and she's like, she was so disgusted by,
take your socks off and fucking put them over my nose. Be like, whoa, you're into some
You said
shit.
She has nice tits?
Yeah. What do you want to say? What, you didn't believe me? Why do you need validation for
anything? No, because they're really not. Like, that's...
Just, okay, what are you doing, man? What is it about you that you have to do this kind of shit? You know they're good tits, and
no,
I said
I'm
they were.
No, they're not.
How many more times
bra,
do you want
God
me to fucking tell you? I saw the picture of her holding their tits with the fucking stars over them or whatever. They were fucking great tits. You can see him in the fucking shirt, asshole.
I mean, in person, problem. In person.
You
mean,
stroke your ego? You want me to talk about how fucking hot she is, or whatever?
Like, no.
Hey, dude, you got it. All right, she got great tits. Shut the fuck up.
We had the whole like falling out last night.
No, I had a falling out. My tits too. She's gone. She's long gone. Ooh. I haven't talked to her in a week, at least a week.
About what?
Nothing. She just abruptly stopped talking. She probably met another dude.
Yeah.
But man, she sent me those hot tub pictures. Holy fuck, Aaron. She's like a goddamn porn star. Fuck.
Yeah, but you try to like try to text her like, hey, like how's your day?
No, I don't care. Fuck her. Okay. She's a pain in the ass anyway, so I don't care.
All right.
But why? What happened with you guys?
I get to that point.
What did you do? Fucking give her a Dutch oven, and she was like, gross.
No, I don't know. I don't know. We fucked the other day, and like, she was supposed to come over on Sunday. And then, but Sunday was Mother's Day, and she just was like, oh, I'm tired. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. And then, I'll go back to that, but.
Oh, Ma, what up the beard, Tim?
What's up, little Maz?
Looks like someone we know.
I text her, I'm like, so like, what's going on? Like, what is this?
Oh, you're turning into a relationship
guy.
Yeah,
I did that. I did that.
That's you fucked up.
Yep, I fucked up.
Have some self-control.
I fucked up, but that's also like Brandon having a lot of fucking Tito's vodka. And
damn it, dude.
She's like, what are you talking about? Like, I just want it simple. I just want to fuck.
Oh,
like,
you fucked
up. And I'm like, all right, well,
that's what every fucking guy's dream. And you got a problem with that, motherfucker?
No, I don't have a problem. It's just like.
Yes, you do. You want more.
If it is what it is, then let's. No, because I do like her, but like, yo, all right, if that's what it is, that's what it is. All right, cool.
Enough.
Like, yo, you know me. Listeners, Goody Mob, you know me. Like,
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm like a relationshipy kind of guy. Like, I like that kind of stuff. I do.
Why don't you enjoy yourself for a while and play the field a little bit? Sow your royal oats. The fuck?
All right.
I'll break my foot off in your royal ass.
Well, I can't force anybody to do anything. So, yeah, of course I'm going to have to. So, all right. Go back into your story. I apologize, bud.
That's all right. I got off. I led us down this fucking dark path.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry.
All right. So, this week in anxiety. So.
Wait. So, you fuck slob.
No, I mean, there's not more to it. I just hot that she had the jewelry on and shit.
Oh, no, that actually sounds like... I like it.
It
sounds like fucking really hot.
We fucked for like 2 hours at night, and then the next morning we fucked again for like another hour. It was ridiculous. Well, I guess because we were both all backed up because we had sex and like a fuck... Shit, I don't think I banged anybody else. I might have had one... Oh, no, I fucked the garbage man in between there. That was it. I didn't get laid much. I think it's been a month since we fucked. I think it is.
I think it's like 2 weeks, dude.
No, it was at least three because I didn't. The last time I could.
It just seems like she's over here on Sundays a lot.
No, she wasn't. I haven't seen her since before the Mangria shoot, and it was fucking 2 weeks ago. So it was at least fucking 3 weeks ago. It might have been even more. I don't even know if I saw her the weekend before that. Motherfucker. So, So then me and her went to see that. Yeah, actually, well, whatever. I'll just jump around. We went to see that fucking Newman doc that Corolla did. It's pretty fucking good, man.
Would you go over that NoHo?
Yeah, no. They only had it up for like two show times. Like 1 and 3 o'clock.
You're a sweetheart of a guy, dude. You buy breakfast.
I know. What the fuck? How did this happen? Why did I start buying shit for her? I don't have fucking money. I'm broke now.
You buy breakfast.
$50 and then you guys
always go see like a movie or something.
No, I go every Sunday no matter what. That's my new thing.
No, I'm saying, but like when slob's over, like, that's nice of you, man.
It's stupid. I know. And she doesn't offer any money or anything. She just takes it. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? What am I, your fucking sugar daddy? Couple, a few fucking dollars. So I told her the breakfast was $30. I'm like, all right, well, can you at least pay for your fucking ticket? Because I'm getting low on cash here. Because normally, I wouldn't like
say that to her.
No, because I don't give a shit about her, so I don't care saying it to her. Any other girl, I wouldn't do that, but I'd still be grinding my teeth.
I say, I'm like, all right, I'll get dinner like you pay for movie tickets.
Exactly. And she doesn't. I was like, you fucking suck. But whatever.
Did she suck, by the way?
She did. It was fucking great. Oh, my gosh. She gave me a good blowjob.
Dude,
I got the best.
On Friday night, dude, it was the best blowjob I've gotten in like maybe ever.
Really?
Yeah. It was double fisted.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me, yeah.
Oh, my God. Solid. It was fucking rad. It was good. A spin on it, all this kind of shit. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Like, rubbing her tits.
How do you fuck that up? Just stop with the boyfriend-girlfriend shit. Just fucking, just let it go. All
right.
Or just fucking, like, let it just put it on cruise control and just shut the fuck up.
And I fucked without a condom, too. God damn it. It was awesome.
There you go, dude.
Love that.
Good man.
Love that.
Good irresponsible man.
Love that. No, here's the most fucked up thing, is I spent $30 on fucking a gang of condoms. That
$30? What the fuck would it import?
I got like the good ones so you can actually feel shit through them.
They're no goddamn different. They're the fucking same shit.
Well,
God, you're gullible. Right. You're like me going to buy a car.
Oh, stop it. No, it's like me going to buy a car. From a fucking carpentry.
Yeah,
fucking
true, yeah. Yeah. Shit. Thought I was Ben.
It would work. So that night, I'm like, all right, she's coming over. I'm going to buy, like I said, I bought a gang of condoms, and I got them. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, hey, check this out. Like, I got these. She's like, cool. And then I just start fucking her without a condom. I'm like, all right, this is way better. We're not.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know how you go back. That's what I don't get.
See, I think for a chick, she told me she doesn't feel a difference, which I think is complete fucking horseshit.
No, it might be. You never know.
I mean, it's just a dick. It's a dick going inside your pussy. But for me, like,
I've had girls tell me like it just feels as different for them as it does for me without one. I'm sure. I still, no matter what, I think it's probably like 70-30 compared to like how little we feel and how much they like. I don't know if that makes any sense. That might have been a bad analogy.
No. That does make sense.
I'm sure they feel a difference, but not nearly as drastically as it is for us when we take it off. You know.
Yeah. But I'm saying like, okay, so I don't know if it's just ethnic women. I just did air quotes. But like, I know Shauna did it. This chick does it. Like, they can squeeze up their pussy muscles, like as you're inside them. You ever get that? Like I'll be inside. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just gonna sit here for a second. Like, haha, Brandon's being.
I
mean, those
random chicks. I don't know. I couldn't think back if they're what ethnic they were, but I just know certain chicks could do it. I mean,
and they would just like squeeze up their pussy muscle. I'm like, oh fuckaroni, like this is some nice shit, right? And like, I would instantaneously like just start fucking pumping.
Yeah.
I had to lie again. I had to lie and tell her I came again. She's like, oh man, did you're telling?
Why you couldn't come?
No.
What the fuck, man? Really? No. It's because of your drink. Everything that's wrong with you is because of alcohol, dude.
Absolutely.
There's no question anymore.
No, but I mean, I drank even more when I was with Shauna, and I could still come. But again, she knew like the spots to hit.
Yeah, but probably in like more 6-8 months, it's probably done more damage.
You think so?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. still, I'll come with her. Oh my! Because she won't. All right, this isn't a bad thing, but she's like, "You're not coming to my mouth." I'm like, "All right." See, Sean never had an issue.
That's not a good
thing.
Sean
never had issues.
As opposed to good?
So I was like, if she was jerking me off and like after I've made her come a couple times, if I came in her mouth, I'm be like, all right, well, go brush your teeth, blah, blah, blah. This chick's like, nah, you're not doing that. I'm like,
okay, wait, go fine. Brush your teeth, blah, blah, blah. What else is there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Go brush your teeth and get your hair done, you know. Put white strips on your teeth.
Get those hairs done, nails done, everything
go
good.
Go get see the orthodontist for braces. You don't need your braces, Donnie.
It's fucking.
I just love there's supposed to be more to that.
This one pig needs fucking braces. Oh, my God. So, anyways, great blowjob. We fuck, get up in the morning, and fuck again. Whatever, again without a condom. I'm like, yo, we didn't do it last night with the condom, so, like, what's the point? And she's like, are you going to come inside me? I'm like, no. And so we fuck, and it's like, all right. I'm going to go to work. And it was like, all right, that's tits. It's pretty awesome.
Puts a little pep in your step for the day.
It was definitely, I had some stank on my hang low.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah. I always do. I almost always do. That next day after, because I went straight, dude, when I quote-unquote slept over at Garbage Man's house, her pussy stunk. I went straight to fucking work. I was still in the clothes from last night. I still had like my date clothes. I was in fucking pants and a nice shirt. I was sitting at the desk and I could fucking smell the fishy air coming off the. Smell the fishy air just wafting from my jeans.
Here's the weird thing: is this chick? She doesn't smell. Okay, and like
no, it's just
no. But
smell.
You got like a sex smell.
Yeah.
To you, yeah.
My whole car fucking smelled. The whole car smelled like pussy when she got in. But like her smell's good though. She is, it's like a sweet, smell.
I remember I got the, this is the 2 weeks ago, I got this text from her, and she just writes, she's like, I had to put the windows down the whole way home, because my entire car smelled like latex and pussy juice. And she's very honest, like I like that about her, but it was like, yay.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It is, because I mean, just, that's what my
collateral
fucking,
damage.
That's what my fucking bedroom smelled like.
Yeah. That fucking latex smell. It always reminds me of the goddamn dentist office with those fucking gloves.
Oh, just let me fuck you without a condom. I'm not going to come inside you, I promise.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%, I know I'm not going to.
Yeah. The fucking, well, I don't know, I'm going to go on about this fucking Newman thing, but like, because I don't give a shit about racing, but the crazy thing about it was like, dude, how many people fucking, he started racing at like fucking, like, 55 or something, or like, was it 48 or 50? He might have been even older. He might have been almost 60.
Shit.
And no, he'd been younger than that. I think he was in his 50s for sure. And like by the spoiler alert, but by the end of the movie, like half of the fucking cast are like dead because they all died in fucking crashes. Like all of his buddies and shit, and his racing team guys, like they're all fucking. It's like holy shit, it's fucking dangerous. It's shit.
Oh, well, you didn't know car racing was dangerous?
No, I did, but you just kind of take it for granted. You don't really think about it, like how like lethal it is, but. It's pretty good, I mean, because like I said, I don't care about racing, but I still was interested in it, and it was fucking, well, it was
done. It better than, what's that, Road Hard?
Yeah, it was. It's getting really, the Newman one got really good reviews, like, everywhere. People, like, really liked it.
Did he direct it, or did he have somebody else?
No, he directed it, yeah.
All right. It's good, because he's probably not in it, that's why.
He was supposed to be, it was supposed to be a parallel story of him rebuilding the car, which, hang on, I'm going to slick my hair back. I sat in. The Planner's Peanuts car, I sat in that motherfucker. It was in his garage. But I got pictures of it. But it was supposed to be a parallel thing of him restoring that car, you know? And, like, all. But then people started watching it and were like, nah. And he just, like, cut it out. I guess to his credit, he was like, all right, fuck it. Like, once or twice, you hear him, like, chime in when he's interviewing people. He's like, is that the guy died or what? And I was like, yeah. But that was pretty good. All right, so anyway, this week in Anxiety. And then we went on a giant detour there.
Did you already play the Stinger?
Yes, I did. So
kill him, though.
I'm hungover. Now, the worst is not much sleep, hungover, and then too much caffeine. I have a fucking anxiety disorder, and this fucking nothing. I mean, this is like kicking a fucking beehive. For some reason, here's where Scott Murphy starts rolling his eyes and fucking slapping his desk. Like, you know, a lot of very bizarre things trigger my anxiety, like haircuts. Like, haircuts, for some reason, I don't know why, ever since even when I was a kid, I'd go to get my. All right, cool. Well, we just lost a half hour show.
Maybe more.
Yeah, probably 45 fucking minutes because this. I have no idea why, but this fucking thing just cut out at 21 minutes. So I forgot half the shit we talked about. Yeah. Fucking great.
We even had a good, like, breakdown argument between us.
I wrapped up the fucking. This weekend anxiety, I had really. Some of the worst. Okay, we'll recap in about 9 seconds. I had the worst fucking anxiety attacks I've ever had in my life. One of the worst I've ever had. It was horrible from Uber driving. Brandon wanted a fucking Asian virgin, and I yelled at him.
Piss and Diego think I'm a mentor.
Piss and Diego look up to this fucking guy. I don't know what fucking
this last 45 minutes.
Yeah. hang on.
Adam Carolla driving movie. Paul.
Yeah, he saw the Mangria commercials and he liked them, but they don't have any money for commercials. I had Ben info. Gambled and lost. He liked them, so I guess it wasn't all bad, but overall wasn't that what I was hoping for.
There we go. So that was the last 45 minutes, guys. So you didn't miss much.
And a couple other things, but yeah, in a nutshell. Fucking A.
We had, that was one of our better on-air fights, too. Fuck.
It wasn't. It was like fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, but like.
He yelled at me because I go to another story. He goes, oh, okay, we'll go into one of your stories. Well, then give me one. What did you do in the last fucking week? Do you have a story? I mean,
I did the whole 10 minutes.
No, I know, but it was over.
The entire story.
Okay, but it was over. I mean, it was over. It ran its course, and then I go to move the fucking thing on. You're like, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll move on to one of yours. Like, well, what the fuck else do you have? Did something else happen? We said talking to a chick on Plenty of Fish. We covered it. I don't get it. So, all right, now, I was in the middle. I was telling this fucking story. These two people asked me to be on their goddamn Batman. I don't even fucking feel like talking about this now. This sucks. This fucking sucks.
This is bad.
It really fucking just ruined the whole fucking momentum of everything.
God. We haven't done this in fucking 2 years. Well, when's RJ last year?
It's been a while. I mean,
RJ was the last one.
And that was with the old Zoom. I don't know why the fuck they just did that. Motherfucking cocksucker. I was on this podcast and it was very weird. The whole thing was a bad experience.
Check it, right?
Yeah, I gotta keep a fucking eye on it now. I mean, I formatted the card. It must be because the other show was on here. But I mean, it was a fucking hour of data. I mean, it wasn't like a goddamn, you know. I didn't have a fucking 5 presidential speeches on this fucking thing. Like, the card can't fucking hold that. Are you kidding me? The fuck? And I have headphones on so that I catch things like that. It doesn't make a noise when it cut off. It didn't make a fucking sound in the headphones. Fucker.
I bet that's a setting, dude. You have to look that up.
No, the old one just did it. When it cut out, you heard it. That's why I would catch it right away.
Yeah.
So listen to this podcast called Batmania 66. I don't have the time or energy to go into it.
The whole thing was
a very odd experience. How weird was that? It was like they didn't.
No. Well, go back in. You got to explain again.
They do this podcast. I thought it was going to be like a party at an apartment. I thought it was going to be kind of like we do ours and we're going to bullshit about Batman. But it wasn't. It was two chubby nerd couples place. The guy lived with this old Jewish mother who's 85 years old. I brought a fucking little bottle of SoCo just so I can stay loose. I spilled the fucking thing on their coffee table. I spilled half the fucking bottle on there. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Did you really?
Yeah, and they were just total straight-laced fucking weenie nerds.
The chick wasn't hot at all?
No. She looked like your worst nightmare. All right, she was a mess. She looked like Chet in Weird Science when she turned Chet into that thing. Spitness, but
like pig, like I said, like pig face from Pins.
Yeah, yes, pretty much. So, which I prefaced before, I feel bad because they were very nice. There was nice, and they asked me on their show, and I feel, can you turn that light off because the bugs are gonna fly in here? Sorry, because our screen doors are closed away because relatively large mic broke it.
Supposedly, we're getting a new one, doggy.
Since who?
Henry Hill.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
So this is what we do for this podcast. This is their idea for this podcast. Like I said, it's called Batman 66.
Now, do they have like mics and shit, or do they just have a recorder?
They do, but they're terrible. Okay. It goes into their computer. You can barely tell that we're mic'd. We watch an old episode of Batman, and we take notes on it. Give me notes. And then we go through, and then critique the episode. So. I filled an entire notebook. I had so many like weird notes and like production, just because like I worked in like kind of production and stuff. So like I had a lot more stuff to talk about. They didn't even know that Cesar Romero was a gay guy. They didn't fucking know that. I was like, are you guys kidding me? The show is committed to the old Batman series. You didn't even know fucking Cesar Romero was fucking such fucking big black fucking juicy cocks.
Did he really?
Yes.
All right.
So
that was a joke, by the way.
We watch it, and, like, their idea...
You have to watch a show with them?
Yeah, which was... It was actually kind of... I haven't seen an old Batman episode in fucking 20 years, so it was kind of interesting to watch from, like,
Was his mom there?
No, she went to bed. But it was still just... It was very... The minute I walked in, it sucked a lot of the energy and fun out of me. I was like, well, this wasn't what I fucking was imagining. So, we watch it, and, like... We're critiquing this thing, and like they will not veer. Like I'm trying to improv and come up with all this kind of stuff and random talking points and shit. I could have done an hour on this fucking thing. They were obsessed with just going beat by beat through this episode, and I guess the fact that it's so tacky, you're just supposed to laugh at their descriptions of what happened. So then, the Joker walks into the store and pulls out a dynamite. And they would just stare at each other, and like 9 seconds would go by, and they would just kind of snicker, and I'm like, wow, that's really funny stuff. That's really funny stuff for the viewer that hasn't seen the episode. So this whole thing is like, it doesn't make sense from the word go, because unless someone actually sat and watched, I guess you have to go and watch the episode with them, but like, you could still make the show entertaining without having them had watched the episode with some creativity, but they weren't interested in that. They wanted to go through this fucking show and tell you every part of it, and you're supposed to just laugh at the absurdity of the show. And every time I try to like take it down some kind of road, they're like, well, let's get back to the episode. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Why be funny or talk about anything interesting? Let's go back to fucking scene 1, page 7, you fucking weirdos. It was I'm like, this is fucking awful. Like, who in the fuck is going to listen to this? It was so bad.
And you know what the odd thing is? I bet they have more listeners than us.
No, they have like 33 Twitter. I mean, we don't have a fucking Twitter page, but they have like 33 followers, and like it's them and like four of their fucking. Again, they're, I feel bad. They're very nice, and it was. In the end, it was kind of fun to do, but it was just. I feel like they could put a lot more fucking juice into it if they would open their mind a little bit.
Were you the first guest ever on?
Or? No, they've had people on. But holy shit, Batmania 66. It was so awkward, so weird. Yeah.
I'm just rocking this out fucking these waves,
fag dog. Is working out. He's doing curls and now he's doing shoulder presses.
It's all right.
Is that your workout for the day? Is that like I worked out? Is that?
No, I did this morning too.
Oh, cool. For that long, you did like 35 seconds?
It was like 65 seconds earlier.
Cool, man. Awesome.
A minute and 5 seconds.
But
you know how it goes. Come on, man. Fuck, God damn it. 40 fucking minutes we lost. God damn it, motherfucker. That was
good. There wasn't nothing that good in this.
Yeah. Talk about the Asian who talked about being a fuck. Bitch. All right. Anyways, so I've been training all week at work. This new chick to take over the BCSC job. That's not going to be existing in like a year because Scott's not going to do it again. So it's like, all right, well, I'm glad that someone else is taking over. And it's like a really like kick-ass feeling like every day to be like, okay, I don't got to get all these emails. I don't have to do all this shit. And now they're talking to me about like, well, do you think you can stay on and just do special events? I'm like, yeah, I can. I don't have a problem doing that. But like just me just going back into work after like a year and a half of me just going back in just to do pins stuff is fucking, it's such a good feeling to have. Like I don't worry about anything else.
Wait, no. A year and a half? I'm so confused by this. Okay. You wanted to be the president of this thing.
No, it's a totally separate organization.
What is BS? What are you talking about right now?
USBC, I'm the president of. BCSC, I'm the administrative assistant.
So what is BCSC? That's Scott's thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is the thing he said, come and do this and I'll pay you extra money. Right? Yeah. So in a year and a half you've been doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took them both on like right around the same time.
Okay. But
no, it's not true. I did the presidency of USBC about 6 months earlier because they just reelected me again for a second term.
Okay. So now Scott's cutting
all volunteer shit, though.
So Scott's cutting you loose from the other one?
Yeah, he got this black lady to work there.
But, like, you could have done that and made more money. Like, all you talk about is how broke you are, and you could have done that and made more money, but it didn't sound like you had to do a whole hell of that much stuff.
No, but, you see...
Unless I'm missing something. I'm just saying...
No, it's... I guess a lot of times I just speculate and or like, exaggerate. It is a lot of work. It's a ton of work. Like
what? Like, what do you got to do?
Like, every morning I wake up...
How many hours a day do you spend doing... Or how many hours a week would you spend doing this?
I would say that I get paid 4 hours a day, and I spend 6 hours a day doing it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I would get up...
Every day?
I mean, Monday through Thursday. Like, those times when, like, I'm not at the desk at Pins, and I'm upstairs, I'm doing that shit.
Yeah, but you're only...
You know, when you're there on a Saturday. All right, regardless, I'm saying during, like, a weekday, like, I'd go in there at, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and... Or because he said I can do stuff from home, I'd be here and like creating like flyers or newsletters and shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Because you're the flyer dude.
Yeah, I know. And my biggest issue with it is he's like, well, you know, like, because he's like a shyster. That's basically what he is. Like, he's just, that's...
Yeah, but he's paying you.
But you understand, he's saying like, well, I might, you know... I'll be done with this in a year and a half, and I'll need somebody to take over this and that. And like, but you know, he says that shit. He has no control over it. He can't decide on who's going to take over.
Doesn't he run it?
No. Well, I mean, he's the executive director, but he's voted into that position, basically. So there's no way that they're just going to let me just take over it. And I realize that. Like, there's a zero chance that's going to happen. They'll just give it to, like, one of the other guys. On the board. because there's like 11 board members. One of the other guys will take it over and they'll make the money for it. There's no chance that that's going to happen. But like, he likes to, he says shit like this. Like, I actually had like a, you know, like a sit down conversation with him. I'm like, so yeah, you don't realize, you know, I've said this on the air, I believe. I'm like, you got a family, you got kids, you're already set. Like, you're just, you know, the wheels are moving forward. I'm like, you know, I want a family. I want children in the future. I can't do that if I'm doing this and pin stuff. And I'm actually, if you were to ask me, I'd rather do the pin stuff. I'd rather be more focused on the pin side, because if you were to leave, I'd rather take over pins than I would be CSC. And he's like, okay, I understand that. And so that's the way it went.
Huh.
But I don't, you know, it's tough. It's when you deal with a board of directors and shit like this, like it's, because, like, again, I have to with the other job, with the presidency thing.
Yeah, but I thought you need the money. Doesn't it boil down to no matter what, you need the fucking dough? You're fucking always broke. The minute, every
I'll
single
be
week
broke. You get... I can get another job. It won't matter. I'll still be fucking broke.
What?
I'm okay. Nigger rich, dog. Like, that's just the way I live.
I was
going, like,
to say, I don't want to delve in your finances, because I'm sure there's more to it than that.
And don't even tell Scott, too, because, like, me and him sat down and, like, we went over my finances, and he's like, I'm so disgusted by the amount of, like, recreational spending that you do.
Why don't you take some self-control and not do that?
Well,
you're a grown fucking man. What are you doing?
All right. I get it.
You know you don't, because you're not, whatever.
No, I mean, I get it, but I, but shit, you won't, you but I don't do it. That's the problem. Yeah. All right.
Well, there's nothing I can do about that.
Here's the thing. All right. So the amount of money I made from Scott last year, as opposed to the amount of money I owed in taxes, and the amount of money I would have made in taxes, boils down to like $5,000. For the amount of hours I put in. So we're talking about like $100 a week to work 19 hours a week. Is that worth it? I mean, is it worth like just a headache and shit or no?
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know what you deal with. So
it's just every like fucking thing I do. Like, I got this tournament coming up on Sunday. I got to go run down to Keystone Lanes. And I got 12 fucking directors tell me this, this, and this. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, and I ask all of them, hey, are you going to be there? No, I won't be there. It's like, well, fuck you then. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I mean, I get it. Like, they're technically my boss. But don't, you know, weigh in unless, like, you're going to actually, like, either send a team or, like, help out a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just... it's frustrating. I'm glad to like get out of that. Like, it actually like has me in like a really good state of mind right now. It was pins isn't a lot of stress. I do that shit pretty easy. It's like pretty natural. This one was just like, it was a lot of like, I'm telling you, dude, like I'd get up at like, all right, let's say 9 o'clock. Okay. Who else is going to bitch about that except for me? Get up at 9 o'clock, check my emails. And I have fucking 15 emails. All right, I got to go through each one of them, go on my computer, create a flyer, do this, do that. Then, you know, take a shower, walk into work, and deal with Scott there. I think the pressure of me dealing with Scott at two different jobs, like, really got to me. He's not a bad guy. I mean, we've talked about Frags on the air before. Like, he's an okay guy. But, like, just, I mean, even, like, Junior. Like you said, Junior is, like, 100% better than Senior at your job.
Yeah.
But, like, just picture, like, okay, what if Junior was your boss at Pins? Could you really do that?
I don't have a boss, all right, you son of a bitch.
That's, if Junior was the boss at Pins, could you really, like, handle, like, going in there, like, 4 days a week?
It depends. If they paid me, I need the money. I mean, yeah. If I was that broke, I would do pretty much anything. I mean, Uber fucking drive, and I'd do 60-hour weeks right now, so, with Pins and the fucking, I'd work three jobs, so.
All right.
I mean, I'd have to. But yeah,
I'm saying it's like this, the amount of money I owed in taxes this year, like, put me out. Like, that's why I'm so fucking broke right now. And I was broke before that. That's fine. But it was like a thought, like, you know, it put me in a different tax bracket and that's fucked. I shouldn't have to be like that. I'm going to owe more money on my student loans next year because I work for fucking Scott. That's how fucked it is.
Yeah.
For what reason? You know, it's not like I'm doing fucking great. You know, it's almost like stupid. Like I don't want to have that like a black guy mentality, but it's like when I went to get student loans when I was going to Canisius, and they're like, "You work too much. We can't give you any financial aid. We can't do anything. You work too many hours."
Yeah.
It's like you make good decisions and you get fucked. But if you're on welfare, if you got fucking kids, you're fucking married to two different chicks, fuck yeah, man, you go to school for free. Fuck it. Yeah. You're like an ethnicity, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on the house. But you're just a regular fucking broke ass, lower middle class white guy, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to like be a downer. I'm just saying like that's the case. And like, so in this one, it's like, fuck it, man. Like, that's it. And like, it really was like, pins doesn't stress me out. That job really stressed me out. Because yeah. It's like, he's like, you know, he is like, oh, hey, what's up, Luke, man? You know, good job. Like, that's your only interaction you have with him.
Yeah.
But with me, it's like, Brent, I need this, 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 this. And I give it to him. He's like, this is wrong. This is wrong. So I'm, okay, man. Okay. And I would give him like the proper shit, but I don't need the stress. I don't.
Yeah.
I do enough fucking shit for that fucking bowling alley. That's where I want to be, man. Let me fucking run that place, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm not trying to be lazy about it, dude. It's nothing like that. Like, I don't
understand. I don't know what goes on, so I'm just speculating. So,
I'm not like trying to be like lazy. Jesus like, Christ. I don't want to do the hours. I don't fucking care about the hours. I was doing them here. I was doing them there. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
I just. The stress level in how much I got paid isn't worth it. That's all. And it was I actually was taken away from my primary job because I was working less hours there, even though I'm still making the fucking money on the goddamn leagues. Ah, fuck it. Why are we talking about this? I'm sorry, man.
This episode's fucked. This killed me. It just threw all my momentum off.
I'm sorry.
The whole thing's fucked. I mean, we were on a fucking trajectory and that goddamn... It's fucking like 11:45 and I'm exhausted. I have no energy and I had a whole fucking bunch of shit to talk about, a whole bunch of fucking life altering shit happened to me.
Talk about the stand up.
I know. I don't want to now. It's too late. I don't want to now. It's too late. I don't have the energy. Now I'm just tired and I want to go to bed because it's like 11:45 and we lost like 45 minutes of footage. This is terrible. I waited all fucking week talking about this, and I can't do it. So, I just say cut the losses and hope next time we'll have more shit. This fucking sucks. This really sucks.
That sucks.
This is fucking devastating. I mean, this is the fucking, one of the fucking most craziest fucking things that's ever happened to me in my fucking entire life. I've never had to deal with any shit like that happen.
You got 10 minutes. Can you get in?
I don't have the energy. I'd rather have the whole force of it. I don't want to drag my ass through it because it's fucking...
Right here. Come on. Stand up.
No,
let's go.
I'm not. No. You stand up. I'm fucking tired. I worked and worked out all fucking day. I don't have the energy. So, awesome. That's great. Thanks, fucking technology.
That fucking stinks.
Yep. It really sucks. I was talking about the fucking ant thing with the weird fellas.
Oh, you can knock that one out.
I can't. I don't feel like it. I don't have the fucking energy. I don't want to feel like work. It's supposed to just fucking flow, and I'm supposed to be excited to talk about. No, I'm not. I'm tired, man.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's why you said half those.
Maybe we'll do another episode. Maybe we'll do a fucking episode part two to this one.
I'm into that.
Maybe I'll see what happens. I don't know, but I can't promise you. But I'll try because this is fucking bullshit. This really stinks. We got fucked in the ass. All right. Do you want to do a song of the week? Because I don't even want to put it in. I don't even have the fucking passion to put my song of the weekend because it had a fucking tie.
Oh, is it my song of the week or no?
No, it's mine. But if we do a part two, then I'll just don't mind.
Who gives a fuck? Fuck this episode. This episode.
This sucks. Fucking blow. This is terrible, dude. I'm so aggravated.
Put it up, man. All right. Just stick it right in their fucking ass. You faggots.
All right, well, listen, this is part one, and this is...
I'm down to do a part two, man, tomorrow night if you want to.
I got to drive tomorrow night, but maybe we'll figure it out.
I can't ride around with you?
No, I can't. I don't know how many people are going to...
I know, I've mentioned that
100 times. Yeah. I'll be all right next time because I won't be hungover and over-caffeinated, so... Yeah. All right, well, listen, sorry, on behalf of LGR wasn't our fault.
Hey guys, well, fucking... worst episode in the past 100. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is a bad one. But whatever. I wish this was
episode 200. That'd be a tit.
This will be a fucking wet your old appetizer for the next
one. Oh, God.
Oh, I hate myself. I hate everything. All right. Just like fucking put your brain on pause and be like, all right.